CBS News Brief. President Trump held his first cabinet meeting today and instructed Elon Musk to explain to his cabinet his efforts to reduce the size of the federal government.
If the job is not essential or they're not doing the job well, they obviously should not be on the public payroll.
More cuts are coming. Agencies have until mid-March to decide how many workers they'll let go. A child in Texas has become the first fatality in the state's measles outbreak. Dr. Laura Johnson of Covenant Health of Lubbock.
When we have large outbreaks, unfortunately, statistically, there's a significant risk of having a death.
It's the first U.S. death from measles in a decade. The Pope's supporters are praying for his recovery.
Just kind of walking through here every day, you can kind of feel how everything's been kind of sad. So I definitely say it's disappointing and kind of everyone's on edge. There's a lot of tension in the air.
The Vatican says the Pope has shown some slight improvement. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Another person involved in the methamphetamine and cocaine trafficking organization in Wausau has been sentenced. 44-year-old Tommy L. Haney of Wausau has been sentenced to 14 years in federal prison. The charges include conspiring to distribute 500 grams or more of both meth and cocaine. This multi-year investigation identified Haney as a local leader of the trafficking organization. Eight others have also been charged in connection to this case. Six have been charged and sentenced. The two remaining individuals have pleaded guilty and will be sentenced in the coming months. Haney's 14-year prison sentence will be followed by 5 years of supervised release. How would a measles outbreak affect Wisconsin? Savannah Tolme Olson has more information.
The measles outbreak is getting worse in Texas, and experts are hoping the virus doesn't make its way to Wisconsin because the Badger State is vulnerable, even more vulnerable than Texas. At least 90 people there are now sick. Almost all of them are children, and almost all of them are not vaccinated against measles. Dr. John Brownstein, an epidemiologist who focuses on the spread of illnesses in children.
I'm worried that with the growing increase in unvaccinated kids, that we're just unfortunately seeing the tip of the iceberg when it comes to measles in this country. When you layer a very infectious virus in close quarters with many kids that are unvaccinated, that is a recipe for a disaster.
Wisconsin could be a prime place for that disaster. Only 85% of kindergartners statewide have both doses of the measles vaccine. That's the second lowest rate in the country behind Alaska. If your child needs a vaccine, your pediatrician is the best place to start. You can also call your local health department. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win over Washington at the Kohl Center, 88-62. Head coach Greg Gard on the Badgers' fast start.
We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented.
In Milwaukee, Marquette beat Providence by 30 points, 82-52. NBA, the Bucks' shots came up short. They lose in Houston to the Rockets, 100-97. At the NFL Combine in Indy, the Packers asking for the league to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
I think that the competition committee will do a good job of looking at everything. Just because it's a successful play for us doesn't mean that it should go away.
That's the Eagles' Nick Sirianni with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, maybe a sprinkle or flurry. Low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a clearing sky by the afternoon and warmer again. Highs low 40s. Windy with maybe some sprinkles Friday. High upper 40s to 50. Currently 40 degrees.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones front
Kaczynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look at a very nuanced topic, Joann Fabrics closing. Doesn't affect you. Also, what's worse, Food Edition. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Let's light it. Let's do it. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Great to have you with me. And what I like to call a jam-packed show. It is Wednesday night in the state of Wisconsin, where we are broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay. The K-Man is riding shotgun. How you doing, Conrad?
I'm doing great. So you should see an envelope in front of you.
Okay. Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
What the hell is this?
So it's... It's Letter to an Elder Day, so I wrote you a letter.
What, am I supposed to read this on the air?
Yeah, you can read it.
No dirty words?
No dirty words.
Okay.
It's addressed to Pete Cobbler.
Yeah, I should explain. It's there was a girl in college, oh, I wish I could remember her name, but she used to call me, she thought my name was Peach Cobbler. They were saying Peach Wabba fast. A fellow comedian in Chicago in the early 90s, John Rigi, who went on to become a phenomenal writer and was a great stand-up, used to think my name sounded like a dessert, Peach Wabba. But this girl in college, I thought was the funniest, and she said, Peach, she said, what's your name? I said, Peach Wabba. And she goes, dang, I thought it was Peach Cobbler. So Conrad addressed the letter to me as Peach Cobbler. It is National Letter to an Elder Day. I am quite a bit older than you.
You're about 10 years older. That's
but
it.
But slightly, I'm more immature though, ironically. It says, Conrad writes, Dear Pete, it's National Write a Letter to an Elder Day. I thought I would write you this letter in honor of this day. But who writes letters anymore? So I will stop it here. Sincerely, the lovable producer, Con. Boy, you can't fake emotion like that, Conrad. I'll tell you. It's a nice gesture, and I love how much effort you put into the actual letter. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. All right. So I see. So the bar has been raised on these national days. We'll see how we can. And this letter was right here.
Yep.
Turned around, though. So I thought it was Jim Schmidt because Jim and I share a chair. So I thought that was like one of his former mayor letters. All right. So that's a good way to start the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pete Cobbler. If this was like the 80s and I was a music DJ, I'd probably go with a name like that. Pete Cobbler. Or just Cobbler. It's
Nightlight with Pete Cobbler.
Yeah.
Can't get any better than that.
I don't think so. So that's great. So thank you for that. And we have a good, you know, who do we have tonight, Conrad? You want to tell people who you've got coming on? We've got a great show tonight.
Yes, we do. And I believe you said this, he is on 1923 now, correct?
Yeah, which just dropped, I believe, yesterday, season two, or it might have been Monday, actually. I think it was February 24th, season two of 1923, a Taylor Sheridan show, which, in my opinion, the two prequels, 1923 and 1883, blow Yellowstone out of the water. Just much more interesting, in my opinion, much less you know, bad network TV drama-y, if that makes sense. But yes, we have one of the actors from 1923 on, an old friend of mine, Conrad, if you would.
Yeah, Jamie McShane.
Jamie McShane will be back. He was here several months ago. And I'm going to ask Jamie what show he was working on, because remember when he was on the show last time, I think he was joining us from Ireland, and he said
yes,
the project he was working on might be his favorite in his entire career so far. So we have to press him on that a little bit. We'll see if we can get him to talk. And he plays kind of a bad guy on 1923, Marshall Kent. So we'll talk to Jamie about that. And then in hour number two at 7:20, Conrad, who do we have?
Or you're going to talk about Oscar nominations with—
correct—
the one, the only Rob Thomas from CityCast Madison.
The lovely and talented Rob Thomas, Madison-based film critic and a very good friend of ours here at Nightlight. I figured, you know, the Oscars are literally right around the corner. They're this Sunday, and we've been talking to people ad nauseum, and we get just a couple more opportunities to do that before the big event, and then obviously we'll recap them next week with Matt Miller and Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So that'll be fun. But we're gonna suck every last little bit of entertainment out of the Oscars that we can, because I personally think it's a great year for the Oscars. There are such a wide array of films that have been nominated for Best Picture. I'm really, truly fascinated, and I have no idea who's going to win. So I think that makes it kind of fun. So there's your show tonight, and we have, let's get to the question, because last night you guys were so great. I could barely keep up with all the texts coming in, which was a lot of fun, actually. I don't know that this will be as, I don't know that this will be as exciting as talking about soup, but it's something that bothers me. And Conrad, you're not there yet. As you mentioned, I'm an elder when it comes to you. Yeah. And it really sucks. Body maintenance sucks as you get older. It's tedious and you have to do it. So that's my hint as we are about to ask tonight's question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What aspect of bodily maintenance do you wish you didn't have to do? What aspect of bodily maintenance do you wish you did not have to do? I know for me, I actually kind of have two. One is nose hair.
Okay.
Nose hair is brutal. You know, because you buy these things and you have to sit there for like 5 minutes in each nostril. I don't even have a lot of nose hair, but you got to trim it. You can't go out with anything hanging out of your nose, regardless of what it is, especially a hair. It's just disgusting. Ear hair is a pain in the butt too, but for some reason that doesn't bother me as much. I don't like nose hair. That is my least favorite bodily maintenance activity, and I have to do it about once a week. The other thing I don't like to do is cut my toenails, but you have to.
You do.
And, you know, my approach is fresh out of the shower when they're wet, but if I slack off on anything, it's toenails, because my feet are always covered. Most of the time, even in the summer. Even though I have really attractive feet, I don't like to show my dogs. But I still keep them well-groomed. But every once in a while, if I slack off on anything, it's toenails, because nobody ever sees your feet. But I would have to say nose hair. What about you? Do you even have this issue at all right now?
I don't have nose hair at all, I don't think.
Oh, man.
Might have a little bit, but...
It's common, buddy.
It's not bad. I mean, if we're not just talking about cutting off hair, one thing that I'd like just to always... is my pits just to smell good all the time. Just not have to wear deodorant, which would, that would be nice. Just, they always just smell nice.
Well, it's interesting because I don't have to do anything to my armpits. Like, there's no real maintenance involved there except putting on deodorant. So I guess that counts.
There's just some inconvenience. Like, maybe in college, I was running late to a class, so I'd start running a class, you know.
Right.
And then I get to class and I'm like, oh, do I stink? Pits.
Yeah.
And then, so I guess there's something like that. Now it's like, I feel like I always carry deodorant with me. It's so
do you really?
It doesn't really.
Just for
there's
an
always just one in my car, just okay. In case. Because, but when I was just walking to classes, never really had it with me.
So yeah,
I feel like that would be a good one. Just
all right.
Never have to wear deodorant.
Never have to wear deodorant. It might be different for men and women. I know for guys, manscaping is a pain. I think, you know, we all have to do that from time to time. So I kind of accept that as a given. But for whatever reason, for me, it's nose hair. I don't know what it is. But and I also don't, I'm kind of lazy about getting a haircut, a basic general haircut, too. I'll put that off.
You know, I actually really love getting haircuts.
I don't mind it when I'm there.
It's the, yeah, it's the scheduling.
I just put it off. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you get your, you're good about getting your hair cut. You're pretty regular.
Well, I go to one that gives, that does the whole nine, you know.
You get a shave too?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
They shave your face when you're there?
They shave, cut my hair. They give me that, you know, the washing of the hair.
Yeah.
And they give you a little massage thing too. So it's like.
Yeah, I've been to those places. That. I like that, but I will say I've never had a shave from a barber or a beautician or whatever. I've never gotten a shave. I don't think I've ever been offered one. I don't really go to the really expensive salons, obviously, but
they just cut it so fine, you know?
Yeah.
They can't do it like them.
No, that's true. And there's something amazing about when someone else washes your hair. It feels fantastic. So let us know what you think, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let me know what you think or what your least favorite bodily maintenance duties are. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what kind of response we get here. You can let us know at 855-75-CIVIC or text us on the stream or on the app. There are a lot of ways to get a hold of us, folks, but just get a hold of us and let's have a fun conversation about our bodies. I think it's important. Okay, so it's also, this is in the news too, the ban the tush push. What do you think about that?
I mean.
And it's the Packers making a big deal about it. They don't like that Philadelphia does it. They think it should be illegal.
This is what I don't think they should ban it. I think any team can do it.
Right.
It's not just the Eagles. Why didn't the Packers do it?
I agree.
If it's an unstoppable play, other teams should do it too.
Correct.
But we saw it with Josh Allen where they tried it and he didn't get it.
Oh, he was kind of a spaz.
Yeah.
It's like, just do what Jalen Hurts does. You know, I remember that playoff game. Josh Allen's like picking his spot, trying to make up his mind. It's like, no, you just go straight forward. And Jalen Hurts apparently can, you know, squat a house.
Yes, he can.
So that helps. And he has a good line. But you're right. You know, I kind of think like you should do it. It's like, should we outlaw the bomb because some guys are really fast? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
I think that they're making a big deal out of it. Even though I'm a Packer fan.
Yeah.
Practice during the offseason. Practice trying not
get or lower.
Trying to stop it, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's a good football play. If you want that first down, go for it.
It's innovative. I mean, who would have ever thought that would become a play? No, you just run really hard straight forward. that's kind of football, you know? Here, I saw this. This was interesting. You can let us know what you feel about the tush push too, folks. It's coming from our home team here in Green Bay, the Packers. They're the ones raising the alarm about the tush push. Do you agree with the pack? Is it Gutekunst, I think, that voiced his disapproval of the tush push? Or said every team just try to find a way to combat it? I want to talk about this show, too, when we come back. It's called Grandpa in My Pocket. Really weird. So we'll talk about that. I heard from our pal Richard Reilly, who was in The Fugitive, and I'm going to explain what he told me about an iconic scene. It's really cool. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within The Morning Show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Every time I think of you, I feel a shot right through and you go off through. It's no problem in mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't
be. Lisa from Middleton, she's in the 608, says, I have no idea what manscaping is. Please explain. How much detail could I go in here? Lisa, that is when you groom your privates. And that's the male version. It's called manscaping, not to be confused with mansplaining, which is kind of what I'm doing right now regarding manscaping. So we all do it, men, women. That's not necessarily fun either, but I felt like that was an obvious answer. You know, and it's more dangerous when you manscape yourself.
It is.
It can be treacherous. It's a tough area. I used to do a joke in my act where I'd say, you know, I'm sorry I was running late today, folks. I cut myself shaving. Never shave when you're in a hurry. It can be very dangerous. And it was in that really tough area to reach right under the penis. So, yes, manscaping is a dangerous one. Lisa says, also, for me, it's a tie. Colonoscopy and taking care of my liver. Very interesting. I never even thought of adding a medical procedure like a colonoscopy. Nobody likes to have that done. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't even like getting a physical, but you got to do it. Great text, Lisa. Thank you. Steve from Florida, he's in the 920. He says, I agree, Pete. I hate nose hair and ear hair. I don't understand why I'm losing hair on top and my nose and ear hair grow faster and longer the older I get. That is kind of a cruel joke. Now I got a bald spot. It's all showing up in my eardrums or my nose. There's probably a procedure. I know people can get like, you know, like a bikini wax or something. Like if you could do that for your nose, I would do that.
You could like put wax on like on a cotton and just shove it up there and pull it out, you know?
Is that true?
I don't know.
You're totally making that up. Let's do that tomorrow night.
All right,
we'll
sounds
do that
good.
On the air. It's good radio. keep those texts coming, folks. Our question tonight, what is your least favorite area or what aspect of bodily maintenance do you wish you didn't have to do? And you can throw in medical procedures too, like Lisa just did with the colonoscopy. Nobody likes to have those done. You got to do them. Really, all that stuff as you get older that you have to do. None of it's fun, but share your answers if you would. So, all right, so I tried to get this, my classic movie pick of the week for New Wisco Weekend that airs Saturday and Sunday, hosted by Lisa Hale, the tremendous Lisa Hale. I do a classic movie pick of the week every week, and now it's started to show up on the Civic Media website as well. I just pick an old movie and recommend it. This week's film is The Fugitive, and I thought, I want to have Richard Reilly on the show to talk about his role in The Fugitive. Richard's been on the show several times. And he plays one of the guards in the famous train scene. And I didn't realize this until I was in a hotel last weekend and The Fugitive was on. I was like, oh, my God, that's Richard Reilly. He's one of the guards that gets overpowered before they film the big train scene where the train runs into the bus. So Richard had a medical procedure done. He had some dental work done. So he can't be on the show for a couple months, actually. It's a long recovery time. But he wrote me this great email. He said they were shooting The Fugitive for a couple weeks. They were all in a motel on a reservation that was shut down for winter. He said, we were shooting the iconic train film scene this is in the film. In order, they were rewriting the final two-thirds of the film, and we shot three major stunts and aftermath, including introducing Tommy Lee Jones' character and his team. We were shooting nights and trying to sleep during the day until the FBI decided to arrest David Koresh and rescue those in the Branch Davidian compound. So he says, a bunch of us were watching TV all day and heading to the set at night on a bus. He said it took two attempts to roll a bus down onto the tracks where the train would hit it and have it set on the tracks. The scene inside the bus as the train rolled up to us, the big stunt with 16 cameras running, the aftermath, he says he shot with Tommy Lee Jones, where Tommy Lee Jones turns to the guard, played by Richard, and says, would you like to change your BS story? Which is a great line, because Richard was using bravado and saying that he's kind of the one that was, the victim there. He says he was wrapped and they chased Dr. Kimball until he leapt from the water pipe. Remember that big scene, Conrad, when he jumps off? Have you ever seen the movie?
I've never seen it.
Oh my God, it's good. He said there was death on the set and then he was already on another film and they had to, I think he's saying they had to reshoot that. But 16 cameras, they had one shot. And most of you who have seen The Fugitive, they had one shot to get this stunt. It was a train that was going to crash into a bus. The train had to go exactly 35 miles an hour to get the shot right. They had engineers, architects, insurance people, stunt people, everybody there because they had one shot at it. Despite being so meticulous, director Andrew Davis still made a mistake and the train was going 42 miles an hour. 7 miles an hour faster than the train was supposed to go before it hit the bus. But luckily, movie magic happened, and they got their shot. And that is one of the most famous stunt scenes ever. It's such a great stunt. And Richard really was one of the guards in it. So we'll have Richard, when he heals up, I would love to have him on to tell the story about the email he sent me regarding that train scene in The Fugitive. Great stuff, and get well soon, Richard. A very good friend of ours here at Nightlight. What else was I going to... Drake from Green Bay says, he's in the 920. He says, nose waxing is a thing. It's all over YouTube. All right. I'm not going to YouTube. I'm not going to trust anyone on YouTube. He says, pro tip, wear your glasses while you search for those nose hair or you could miss them. See, this is the thing, Conrad. This is what you have to look forward to when you get older.
See, you can't remember. Kristen Lively said you can't trust those TikTok health trends, and that could go for nose trimming too.
I know. And like I said, my wife does it. Listen to this guy on TikTok. I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. Who is that? I don't know. I have no idea. He's just a guy running his trap on TikTok. 715 says, you guys are cracking me up. Colonoscopy is the worst. I also despise shaving my legs. 25 years ago, I would have assumed that was a woman. I have no idea now. A lot of dudes shave their legs. Did you know that, Conrad?
I didn't. I have never shaved my legs.
I haven't either. I mean, I wax my chest.
Yeah, good for you.
Paula from the 920 says, I don't like needles, so I don't enjoy having blood drawn for labs. Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, I can't do it either.
They were rolling in. This is a great question. All right, keep those texts coming, folks. Great when you guys participate. 855-752-1589. When we come back, one of my favorite actors will be joining us here on Nightlight to talk about his role in the new season of 1923. Jamie McShane joins us after the news. And all kinds of fun will ensue. Rob Thomas is here at 720, Madison-based film critic, talking about the Oscars. It's a really fun night, and I'm glad you're here. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A woman was arrested on Tuesday in Monroe County for stealing money from the town of Adrian. Kelly Slushner, age 50, is being charged of withdrawing sums of money from the township accounts while working as Town of Adrian treasurer. Slushner was booked into Monroe County Jail on charges of misconduct in office and theft. The investigation shows she is being charged with stealing over $294,000 since April of 2022. Tax cuts are a key part of developing plans. Lisa Hale has more.
While Republicans from both chambers met Tuesday afternoon to determine budget priorities, Voss criticized Governor Tony Evers for not working across the aisle during the current budget cycle or the last one.
So 95% of our tax reduction was vetoed by Governor Evers, which is the basic reason that we have this massive surplus right now in our state budget. So we're not going to use that surplus to grow the size of government. We're going to use it to reduce taxes. So my hope is we can find a plan that we agree on, send it to Governor Evers, cut taxes, and then we have money left over to be able to focus on where we're going to invest going forward.
Voss spoke about GOP budget ideas during a WISC politics luncheon at the Madison Club yesterday.
Former Wisconsin State Representative Katrina Shanklin will be the next executive director of Rust Belt Rising. Shanklin served on the Wisconsin Assembly for 12 years. She represented District 71, which includes Stevens Point and the surrounding rural areas in Portage and parts of Wood in Adams counties. Shanklin worked to increase access to affordable health care in rural areas and supported farmers with conservation and water quality, passing 225 bipartisan bills into law under both Democratic and Republican governors. As executive director of Rust Belt Rising, Shanklin will work to train Democrats and provide research and programs to rising leaders in the Midwest. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothy Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, maybe a sprinkle or flurry, low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a clearing sky by the afternoon and warmer again, highs low 40s. Windy with maybe some sprinkles Friday, high upper 40s to 50, currently 40 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
It's my final day off, which means I recorded this a few days back. Will Todd Alba really be filling in for me on Thursday? Only he and his bail bondsman know for sure.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
All right. Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night edition of Nightlight as we broadcast statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay on a balmy, another balmy day. We are so lucky. It is my pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. My next guest is an unbelievably talented actor. You can catch his work on the show Wednesday on Netflix or the new season of 1923, which just dropped the other day. It's my pleasure to welcome actor Jamie McShane. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. How you doing?
God, I love that hat. I can't pull that look off.
You're not bald enough, kid.
Maybe that's it. I always thought it's the way my hair looked. Like, I'll try those on when I go into a store and, you know, someone will just look at me, whoever I'm with, one of my kids, and just shake their head. It's like, okay, thanks. You know, it looks good though, man. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you. How you doing?
Doing great. Where are you right now? Are you sitting outside in your yard?
I am. It's a balmy, beautiful, like 85 degrees out here.
God.
Yeah, it got hot today.
What part of LA are you in these days?
Burbank.
Oh yeah, that's right. I knew that.
Yeah, I love it there. I hear.
Yeah, that's a great, well, good for you. I'm glad you can sit outside and enjoy the weather. And I have to wear
long. I'm sorry you can't.
I'm sorry I have to wear long underwear into May. hey, so you're on Wednesday on Netflix. I have to ask you, when you're on a Netflix show, do they give you a discount on Netflix, which is like so expensive now?
No, they double charge me. no, I don't get any discounts. I get some nice gifts occasionally. But yeah,
Now,
Netflix
good.
Has been very good to me.
Yeah, no, they've gotten, yeah, you're out there, buddy. All right, so I think the last time we talked, you were in Ireland, and you said you were part of a show that you thought was maybe the best show you've ever been a part of, or one of the most inspiring things you've worked on. Can
Both,
you
yeah.
give us any more details yet? Or is
Yeah. So I was in Philadelphia for 6 months last year, and we were filming a new show for HBO. It'll be out in September. And it's called Task, like a task force.
Okay.
And Mark Ruffalo's the lead. It's got an amazing cast. Tom Pelfrey, Sam Keeley, Allison Oliver. There's another girl who's brilliant. I'll think of it.
Yeah.
It was just, the writing was so good. The acting was so good. Everyone was so nice. Have you ever seen Mayor of Easttown with Kate Winslet?
Oh, yeah. I love that show.
So Brad Inglesby, who created that show, and he wrote every episode of it, this is his next show.
Oh, I love that.
So he writes every episode. He's on set all the time, and he's probably one of the nicest humans I've ever met.
That is so great, and I loved Mayor of Easttown. I thought it just like it's one of those shows that you just kept watching, and it just kept getting better episode by episode.
Yeah.
There was something, and then you couldn't turn it off, and it was just so great. I want to tell you... And I mentioned this to you in our text exchange a few days ago, but I had the actor Glenn Morshower was on the show.
Yeah, I know Glenn.
Yeah, about a week ago. And I mentioned your name because you guys have the same credits in some cases, but you know how that works. You don't know if you're on the set the same day. I didn't know if your paths had crossed. And he said, yes. He goes, I know Jamie. And he said, and before I really knew him, he was in a film, I think it was Hostage. You played a character called Joe Mack. And he said he is one of the best actors I've ever seen, and I'm basing that on one scene, Jamie, and it was from that movie, Hostage.
That's very sweet. That's very sweet. It was the opening of the film. It's a phone conversation between Bruce Willis and I. Bruce is a SWAT negotiator, and I'm holding my wife and kid hostage at gunpoint. And
bastard.
Thank you. And, it was like... It was a big, big break for me. It was like, you know, 7 pages of script or whatever, you know, 6 minutes, 7 minutes scene. Unfortunately, you only see my face for like 5 seconds. I thought they were going to edit it back and forth between Bruce and I. And it was just always on Bruce and the SWAT team. And then for a little pop, you saw me. But Glenn got to be there for the filming of it. And that was very nice of him to say.
It was very nice of him to say, and I would relay your message, except he and I had a huge falling out right after he told me about that, so I'm never going to talk to him. No, I'm just kidding. It's funny you say that because I think I met you. We used to take our kids to the same park, and that's where we met and became friends, and I remember you telling me, I think you had just shot that, or it was like 2006 maybe when we met or something, and you had just done that scene, and you were talking about how cool it was.
I filmed it Mara was pregnant with Luke. Luke's 20, so yeah, I guess it was around 2004 we filmed it, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
It probably came out around, yeah, something like that.
That's so great. All right, so speaking of all of your amazing credits, buddy, let's talk about 1923. I feel like I like half the Taylor Sheridan shows and the rest of them, I'm kind of like, eh. But 1883, 1923, I think are brilliant shows. I love them, especially 1923. And you were in season one as well. I think you did three or four episodes, and now you have...
I think I was in two. For some reason, I'm credited for three. Maybe it was three, but yeah, I was towards the end of the first season.
Yeah, and you play Marshall Kent or Sheriff Kent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Marshall, U.S. Marshall, yeah.
All right. So I watched part of the first episode that's just dropped a couple days ago from season two, and you just blow a guy away.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
High post, Williams, fade away, 15-footer is through. Douglas down to one, Douglas flips it up to the free throw line, and it's good. On a driving shot there by Hallie Douglas.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
The Wisconsin Badgers host their final home game of the regular season tonight. Winners of back-to-back contests and with a spot in the Big Ten tournament secured, Wisconsin hosts second-ranked and one-loss UCLA in the first-ever matchup between the two programs. It's time for the Badgers and Bruins. It's time for Badgers basketball. And coming up on tonight's pregame show, we'll get a scout of the Bruins with assistant coach Fro Jarrell. A look inside the numbers and inside the Big Ten tournament and what could be for the Badgers. Come up in the Badger Notebook and a quick spinner on the Big Ten, too. But up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Kohl Center getting set to wrap up the home season as the Badgers host second-ranked UCLA, joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. Let's go back to the Northwestern game. What was the most satisfying part of that victory for you as a coach, beating the Wildcats?
Well, you know, I think obviously we knew it was a must-win, and I think that our players really committed to making the plays that they had to make, especially in the second half. I thought we did an excellent job of sharing the ball, and that's two games in a row where you have plus 20 assists. And so to me as a coach, that's a beautiful thing to see our team sharing the ball. And then also, I think when our backs are against the wall and knowing that this was something that we had put as one of our goals to make sure that we were one of the members going to the Big Ten tournament, that we accomplished that goal. So it was another kind of step towards our overall goals.
Yeah, a lot of great stat lines from that game, including I guess if you combine Carter McRae and Sarah Williams, that's about 50% of the points for your team in that game. So what does it mean when those two are kind of producing at that level?
Yeah, I mean, I think Carter had an awesome game, and I think it was her best yet here, and yeah, have a double-double, and you know, for her to be able to compliment Sarah and vice versa, I think it just puts even more pressure on teams. And then when they're doing that, they've got to pick their poison. So if they, you know, on Tess and Lily start hitting threes in the second half, as we've said all year, like that combination is really difficult to guard.
And finally for you, it's UCLA, number two Bruins. They've lost once this season. What's the biggest area of focus, if you can narrow it down to one thing, when you're facing the Bruins?
Well, I mean, everything goes through, you know, bets. And so you've got to make sure that, you don't forget about everyone else, but make it difficult for her to score, and you know, try to play as foul free as possible. And then on the other end, we've got to attack them. You know, we have to make sure that they have to guard as well. But an excellent team. Corey Close has done a great job. But you know, this is an opportunity for us to both kind of lace up and put our best foot forward.
Best of luck.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Marissa Mosley. Keep it right here. We'll get a scout of UCLA coming up next. This is Badgers Basketball from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
Got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. and let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back to the Kohl Center, Wisconsin, and host number 2 UCLA, joined by Badgers assistant coach Pro Jero. The Bruins have lost one time this season. What's the biggest reason why they've only been handed one loss this year?
Number 51 of the vets. They're 6'7" senior. She's very talented and a huge force on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Lauren Betts, because when you look at the stat line for her, she's second in the conference in scoring, just about 20 points per game, third in rebounding, just under 10. She leads the conference in block shots. She does pretty much everything defensively and offensively.
Yeah, you know, again, she just kind of is a presence on the floor, you know, on both ends. We've had to, in the game plan, you know, consider her, you know, both offensively and defensively.
You know, when you look at, speaking of defense, when you look at UCLA, they're number 1 in the conference, allow the fewest points of any team, and their field goal percentage defense is also number 1. So how do you attack a defense that has been that solid so far this season?
Yeah, well, good ball movement, good people movement. You got to keep the ball moving. The ball can't stick. And you got to do the little things. You got to pay attention to the details, like setting and using screens, coming off those screens with pace, and, you know, playing free and taking shots that we practice and making those shots.
All right. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
All right. That's assistant coach Pro Jero. The Badgers and the Bruins go at it tonight. Keep it right here. When we come back and look at inside the Badger numbers with the Badger notebook, that is next. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you as the Badgers play in their final home game of the season against second-ranked UCLA. Wisconsin trying for its third straight victory after wins over Penn State and Northwestern. And this will be the first matchup ever between Wisconsin and UCLA. So how do the Badgers look against top five teams all time? Well, against number two teams all time, Wisconsin is 0-5 in program history. In fact, the Badgers' highest-ranked victory ever came in November of 1997 when the Badgers defeated then number four Stanford. But Wisconsin comes in to tonight's game 13-14 overall and 4-12 in the Big Ten. With those four wins, Wisconsin has secured a spot in the Big Ten tournament. They'll either be the 14th seed if Purdue loses its game against Penn State. If the Boilermakers beat Penn State, the Badgers will be the number 15 seed in the conference tournament, which kicks off next Wednesday in Indianapolis. Keep it right here. A quick spin around the Big Ten coming up next. It's the Badgers and the Bruins tonight, and this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
And welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you as Wisconsin hosts second-ranked UCLA tonight at the Kohl Center. It's one of four games in the Big Ten Conference. One top 25 showdown as 23rd-ranked Michigan State is on the road at number 12 Ohio State. Iowa takes on Michigan. The Badgers and Hawkeyes will meet on Sunday to wrap up the Big Ten season. Meanwhile, Washington is at Minnesota. Now that game, as well as the Iowa game, will help determine potentially the Badgers' next opponent in the Big Ten tournament. Right now, Wisconsin's the number 14 seed in the tournament. They could fall to 15 if Purdue beats Penn State, but some potential opponents include Washington, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Indiana. Those teams all jumbled up within a game of each other, so we'll have to wait to see how those standings shake out, so we'll keep an eye on those scores as the evening rolls on. Getting ready for the Badgers and the Bruins. Coming up next, starting lineups and the opening tip-off. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
This is the chef of love, Chef Jannard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back to Madison, Wisconsin. John Audius with you. Wisconsin hosting the second-ranked UCLA Bruins. Before we take a look at the starting lineups for each team, let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID, 10 for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin and UCLA meeting for the first time ever in program history for these two schools. Let's take a look at the lineups first for the 27-1 and 15-1 record of the Big Ten. UCLA Bruins under head coach Corey Close in her 14th.